Why are mushrooms such great entertainers? Because they're fun, guys. How many campers does it take to light a lantern? One to pour the fuel, another to pump the tank, a third to light the match, and a fourth to say, "Forget it, just get a flashlight." Why was the garden so stinky? Because the gardener pooped his plants.
If you just read the bio for Dr. Steve, host of Weird Medicine on Sirius XM 103 and made popular by two really comedy shows, Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, you would have thought that this guy was a bit of, a clown.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve, with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical provider who gives me street cred, the whack alternative medicine assholes. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
Sorry, terrible impression. He'll be here in a minute. And my wife, Tacy, T-A-C-I-E, my partner in all things. Hello, Tacy.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for spelling my name.
This is a show for people who have never listened to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question, you're embarrassed to take your regular medical provider. Can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call, 347-766-4323. That's 347. Take it away, Tace.
Nope.
Poohead.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine or at Dr. Scott WM. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your healthcare provider. All right, very good. Please don't forget stuff.drsteve.com, stuff.drsteve.com. for all of your online shopping needs. And check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net, simplyherbals.net. And check out our Patreon show. That's a fun one. Patreon.com/weirdmedicine. If you send in a call to that, it's guaranteed to get on the air. We will do 100% of the calls that are sent in on the Patreon show. And we kind of go more into depth on certain things, and we have more celebrity interviews and things like that on there. So check that out, patreon.com/weirdmedicine. And I've really had fun doing cameos for you all recently. I think they're down to $6 or some ridiculous thing. And I do them while I'm driving, which is very safe. Cameo.com/weirdmedicine. I'll say fluid to your mama or secretions to your daddy or whatever you want me to say. So check that out as well. All right.
Okay.
Don't forget to check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. That's simplyherbals.net. And that noise you were just hearing was Dr. Scott finally putting his headphones on. And I want to say happy birthday to our network coordinator, Cardiff Electric. Yeah, I guess our birthday's on the same day.
Haven't you been telling him happy birthday, like...
Oh.
Oh, is this a joke I didn't know about? See, I need to be
I was waiting for someone to say something, and I didn't think it would be my co-host.
I mean,
that's fine.
I've been thinking it for weeks now, but
it is my birthday, though, which is so goofy. Once again, I thought I was going to be 68. I've been telling everybody I'm 67 for the last 6 months. And I thought I was 67. Then I don't do the math in my head. And then I did do the math, and it's like, wait a minute. So I got a free year again. It's the second time
good
I've done
you,
this in my
Steve.
Life. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Free year. 67 fucking years old.
I was going to say, at 67, that's a lot of math to do in your head.
I was 50 when we started doing Opie and Anthony.
Wow.
You know.
You were old then, too.
Yeah, that's true.
He seemed old when we first started hanging out. That's been a long time ago.
He's
old. That's before babies.
Yeah, you guys will never be old. That's right.
No.
You'll just be forever young.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be forever young.
Younger than you.
True. True. Till I croak, and then you'll catch up eventually.
Eventually, yes.
So, yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
Yes.
God damn it.
It does seem like the... we seem to be aging much more rapidly than before.
Yeah,
that seems to be the case. You know what I mean?
So I'm breaking normal protocol, and I'm having a beer. Skull!
Skull!
What does that sound like?
That
anyway, all right. Let's do some stuff. What you got? But now we're not doing grossest story.
Thank God. You know, the homework was getting
excessive.
Wait a minute.
Y'all were getting tired of losing.
No. Yeah,
sure.
That's true. We need to talk about who won, though.
Probably me.
And I believe it was. Let me double check. I think Dr. Scott won 2 weeks in a row. Let us see.
Co-hosts.
They just
the
like you better.
Mostest.
Okay, so Dr. Scott had... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, now see, when this happens to Carl and Vinny on the Creep Off, which, by the way, creepoffroast.com, they're not going to be broadcasting the roast live, but there will be video available afterward, probably on their Patreon. But it'll get out eventually. I was hoping you all could watch me die on stage live.
We need to be practicing.
Oh, I've been practicing.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been practicing. So if you remember and Dr. Scott, you need to bring up who we were playing for.
Gotcha.
So Dr. Scott brought a guy with massive scrotal edema.
Mm-hmm.
And Tacey brought one that I called the $%@ pimple. So it was someone who had a cyst. It was a periclitoral cyst.
Yes.
And then Lydia brought someone that smelled like fish, and their semen also smelled like fish. They smelled like fish from every secretion in their body.
Mm.
And the vote is in. And at one time, Scott, you were ahead by quite a bit.
Yes, of course.
But now with, let's see... with almost 50% of the vote, Tacey wins.
Oh, did you lose?
No.
Pussy pimple.
No. Oh, I hate that. I'm sorry.
Dr. Scott came in second with scrotal lymphedema, and Lydia came in third with fish jizz. It's not like we had an overwhelming number of people voting, but still. But, yeah, this happened at the last minute, and when this happens with Carl and Vinny, one of them is always complaining that that there were bots involved. I don't think these were...
All four of them,
right,
all four bots.
Right. I don't think these were bots. So who was Tacey playing for?
I demand a recount.
Carla? Wasn't it Carla?
You were playing for Carla Finch.
You were playing for Carla Finch, the one person whose address I don't have, so I'll email her and I'll get that. Will you send me an email that I need to send her gift? And what does Carla win?
No,
I don't have the music. Ah, shoot. I suck. I can use this music. So Carla wins a Weird Medicine vacuum bottle. With a street value of $25 today.
That's not bad. They're really cool.
They are really cool. Worth playing for, actually. So anyway.
Look at you.
Congratulations, Carla and Tacey.
Yeah.
Sean, we got hoodooed, brother. I'm just telling you.
And we'll have a new game in the next, a couple of weeks.
I think they were getting tired of me winning.
Is that what it was? Because you won one time?
I think so. I was on a streak.
That's some streak. A streak of one. But you did bring in a disgusting story
time.
Yes,
I did.
82-foot tapeworm. And, you know, I'm sure it didn't hurt that, you know, I elaborated on the life cycle of the tapeworm, which made it even worse, mm-hmm. and that the guy shitting out segments.
It.
And yes, of course. Well, I skewed this last one, mm-hmm. too.
Yes, I feel like I've been hoodooed. Sean, we've been hoodooed.
Well, that's part of it. I get to add my part to it.
Hoodooed.
So anyway. All right, very good. So that was fun. We'll do that again next, and maybe next week, Lady Diagnosis will be here with PA Lydia, and they're going to talk about moderate-sized breast implants. Then 2 weeks after that, I have another friend who has breast implants that could not be called moderate. And then we're going, and then 2 weeks after that, Lainey Spicer got us one of her clients that has implants that could only be described as just monstrous.
Okay.
Okay. And that way Lydia can get a whole spectrum of opinions about it. One of them is going to say that she wished that she hadn't had it done. Mm-hmm. One of the three. So that'll be very interesting as well.
Hmm.
So, and this will be, I think this will be an interesting series for anyone that is considering getting breast augmentation. So that's coming up over the next 6 weeks, basically every other week for the next little bit.
Cool.
Okie doke. You got any stories for us?
Well, I do. And I've kind of put them towards the birthday boy today.
Uh-oh.
So, oh, no, they're not bad. They're not bad. So I've got one, first of all, that's describing things that can accelerate the aging process.
Okay.
Specifically, something that you're attached to.
Uh-oh.
Blue light therapy. So the blue light from your smartphone may be to blame for your accelerated aging process.
Well, but I don't have accelerated aging.
And according to you, right?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't. Do you know any other 67-year-olds that look
as good as me? I don't know anybody. But it looks like those blue LED lights.
Dude, have at 10 o'clock. I have all my screens set to turn the blue light, the blue light phosphors. Well, the phosphors, that's how old I am. The blue LEDs off on all of my
LEDs,
screens.
The illumination evidently
helps you sleep better, too. And in the morning, if you want to wake up, turn the blue lights back on again. And it really does help. It helps me anyway.
You know, we've talked about
this. It's the old pineal gland.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this for years and years. You know, I've always battled awful insomnia.
Really?
Awful insomnia.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, yes.
Why don't you use some stress less?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, that actually does help.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I save it. And if I, you know, if it's midnight, 1 o'clock, and I can't go to sleep, that's what I take. But, you know, for years.
Popping one of your own pills.
I know.
Like Elvis.
Self-medicating. Well, that's why I have my Elvis cocktail. I have the fatigue reprieve to get me going in the morning, stress less to put me in bed at night.
That's all.
Elvis, it's my Elvis concoction.
Yep,
I've had it forever, and you know, I just always thought that having my television on at night was good, soothing. But
not.
It really is. It's the worst thing.
It's
to
not.
Do.
That's the worst thing you can do. Yep. And then you fall asleep, and it's still on, and then it invades your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
Tacy used to sleep with the TV on, and I had to get used to that. I used to sleep with the light on. So I could read. And the greatest thing that ever happened for me, for my sleep and sharing a bed with this one, because she couldn't stand having that light on, mm-hmm. was, you know, an iPad or the Kindle.
Right.
Because I now turn it to when I'm reading a book, I have the background is black and the words are white and it hardly illuminates anything. That doesn't wake you up.
When
right?
you turn it on.
When I first turn it on, I know it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I can't seem to get that opening screen to be dark.
Oh, I remember that iPad Pro you had that I called Sputnik. You turned Sputnik on and the whole room illuminated.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was awesome. That was old Purple Drank made me buy that thing. He was my medical assistant, and he was very technologically advanced, and everything he bought, he'd bring it in. He'd go, Dr. B, you know, take a look at this.
Yep.
And I would have to buy it immediately. He cost me so much money.
He was hilarious. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we got to get him back.
What's he doing now?
His problem is that his schedule doesn't work with ours. Mm-hmm. He works like a real job.
How funny.
Anyway,
you're doing everything you can to not increase your aging, right? So
yeah. So all these stories today are going to be about anti-aging. Well, is that what this is? That's okay.
The first one is for aging. The second one is anti-aging, and it's evidently there's a pill, and you will probably know the pill. If I can get computer to work.
A pill I can take to not age?
Yes.
I'm all in. I take True Niagen.
True Niagen,
which is nicotinamide riboside.
I'll take that too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we talk about it helping stave off melanoma. Yeah, we took that.
Thank you. Remember last time the woman called in and said that we talked about a pill that you could take to prevent cancer? And
is that what it was?
Somebody,
that might be it.
Somebody sent me a text through our voicemail line at, 347-766-4323, and said, I bet that's what it was. And so it was nicotinamide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, so you take that. What else do you take?
You know, I take phosphatidylserine.
Yeah,
which has been shown to help with brain function, which is kind of interesting. And I think I take glutathione.
Do you?
Yeah, I try to take a couple healthy things in addition to my fatigue reprieve to get because it's a straggler.
Yeah, so phosphatidylserine is, I remember this from biochemistry, is a phospholipid, which is basically means that it has a charged side and a non-charged fatty side that is fat soluble. So it's they're components of cell membranes, and they play very key roles in things like cell signaling, and really in regard to, this is where the anti-aging part comes in, to a function of the cell called apoptosis. Now, people will look at this word and they'll say apoptosis. Mm-hmm. That's not correct. It's apoptosis. It means falling away of leaves. And what that really means is programmed cell death.
Right.
So it's a very clever sort of use of Greek, the image of leaves falling off of a tree to talk about, you know, cells dying. And so it also is a pathway for viruses to get into cells via a thing called apoptotic mimicry, which is where, you know, they use that pathway to get into the cell, and then they can take over the cell and then have it die, mm-hmm. and then release copies of themselves. So that's interesting. I wonder if there are good studies. And, you know, as long as it's safe, I don't care.
I think the reason I found out, I was reading about the HPA excess, and this phosphatidylserine does help with, I guess, keeping the brain in balance and working the brain fog specifically.
They used to make it from cows.
Really?
That's what they would get it from cows, and they stopped doing that because they were worried about prion disease. Prion disease being bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Yeah,
and in humans, we call that Jakob Creutzfeldt disease, which the weird thing, we should talk about prion sometime. Well, we can do it now. They're just proteins that can self-replicate or cause other things to fold the way they do. We don't really know. They're not alive. They're farther down on the chain than even viruses are, and they may be some of the, you know, they may be surviving prototypes of some of the first replicating molecules that ever existed on Earth. But they don't respire. We don't have a treatment for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a frontier of infectious diseases, figuring out how prions reproduce and how they kill people. And kill cows, or, you know, they call it scrapie when it's in sheep.
Right.
I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So, yeah. But anyway, so now they make phosphatidylserine supplements out of soy, which is perfectly safe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think there's some pretty good research. I'll look it up while you're.
Yeah. Well, the FDA in 2003 gave phosphatidylserine qualified health claim status, allowing labels to state consumption of phosphatidylserine may reduce the risk of dementia and cognitive dysfunction in the elderly, along with the disclaimer, very limited and preliminary scientific research suggests phosphatidylserine may reduce the risk of cognitive dysfunction in the elderly. The FDA doesn't do that just every day saying, yeah, you know, you supplement guys, you can make a claim about this. Mm-hmm. So there's enough data to at least give them that. Now, the FDA says there's lack of scientific agreement, but there was enough data to allow them to say this may do this. Because they'll take stuff off the shelves if they make claims that they can't back up.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's why your stuff, I'm sure. Well, talk about that. There's certain things you can say about fatigue reprieve.
Right.
That you, and then certain things you can't say. So what are some of the things you can't say?
Well, you cannot say anything about diagnosing, treating, healing, right. Anything like that. It's a supplement, period.
Yeah.
Like, because there's no research that I've done for my formula. Right. But what you can say is that for individual components of it.
Right.
That have been researched, but not for anything that mm-hmm. we do. You know, not for, you know, the FDA approves.
It makes it difficult to market stuff.
It does. Well, and
which
I,
is
and I think
probably
it's
good.
No, I think it's fair. Yeah, no, I think it's fair. I think it's yep. very fair. I think if you're going to make those specific claims, you need to have proof.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, the FDA approves where our stuff is produced.
Yep.
And manufactured, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but will not, and rightly so. Approve it as a medication because, well, I don't have $150 million to
well, put they, through the they do pull yeah. stuff off the shelves to make sure that what you say is in it. Well, they had a big scandal that someone was selling, you know, natural cock pills, and it turned out that they had Viagra.
Yeah, Viagra in them, yeah.
Genius. Well, this stuff works real good.
Wow, look at this. It's all natural. Yeah. Yeah. No shit, Sherlock. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious, except for the people that are on drugs that are contraindicated with Viagra that could cause them an early demise, like nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
And that they were taking this stuff because it was quote-unquote natural.
Yep.
You know, that's the problem. That's why the FDA has to be vigilant about this stuff.
Yeah, they need to. We need oversight. Some of us more than others.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, Dr. Scott, I'm going to start buying some phosphatidylserine.
I'll get you that. I'll get you that for your birthday, old buddy.
Nah, hell, I just bought some.
But it seems to help. Honestly, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Well.
And I think the earlier you start it, the better off it, which leads us into my next topic.
Okay, well, I just bought some.
Good.
How about that?
Even you can take some, even though you're retired. You don't need it much anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't need to think.
No, she doesn't need to think. She's retired. What have I got to do today?
You get so stupid when you're not working. It's amazing.
Watch Channel 5 or Channel 11? I'm not sure what I want to do when I retire.
Usually Golden Girls till noon.
What a...
I love it.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Seinfeld's on a lot during the day.
No, well, that's a good one.
And Friends always on.
Yeah. Man, you are one pathetic loser.
It is. It is. It's sad.
It's not.
It's awesome is what it is.
You're just taking some time to just chill for a while because you haven't been able to chill for how many years?
I got to fitfo it.
Yeah.
I got to figure it the fuck out. Fitfo it.
Didn't we figure out you might have created fitfo? Is that possible?
That happened at a meeting.
Yeah.
And
so you're
I
at
think
a,
it was a joint effort between me and some of my old counterparts.
Okay.
But I did say I don't remember exactly who came up with it, but it was a joint effort.
Yeah, okay. But that may have been where it started.
Fitfo. That is where we started fitfo.
Yeah, yeah. Figure it the fuck out. I love that. That's as good as snafu.
I mean, you know, and
snafu is just so brilliant, you know.
Yeah.
Situation normal, all fucked up.
And and at work, you know, people would be having trouble or whatever. And the answer was, I don't know, you're going to have to fitfo it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Instead of Googling it, you just got to
fitfo it.
But if you say fitfo it, though, it's redundant, though, isn't it?
No.
Figure it the fuck out it.
Well, Okay, so you're thinking too hard about it.
Just being an asshole.
Yeah.
Just being a turd.
Just being...
Normal sale.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Curmudgeon.
Well, he is the curmudgeon.
Right,
what else you got,
curmudgeon.
Dr. Scott?
Well, one other thing, speaking of the aging process, which you're doing so elegantly and eloquently.
As he
right?
so well
As
states
As he so
it.
Well states, because he looks great.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so anti-aging stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Rapamycin.
Who?
Rapamycin.
Okay. Tell me.
They're showing in
God, you did show prep today for my birthday. It's the first time in
just like 17 years.
He's been doing show prep lately.
Yes,
no. I've been sending him
I found a huge scrotum all by myself.
Oh, that is true. Now you did do that. That is true.
I found a clitoral
pimple. By yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, rapamycin, the most promising life extension drug. Okay.
So I wonder if maybe we need to try some of this. What they've shown is that in large doses, which you would typically use in chemotherapy treatments, that has a lot of adverse side effects.
Yeah, it's a macrolide.
Yeah, but in very small doses, what they've shown is it does
help. A macrolide being, so when I heard the word rapamycin, I'm thinking erythromycin, azithromycin.
Oh, no.
These are macrolide antibiotics.
Right.
This is a macrolide. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It's a macrolide exhibiting potent anti-tumor and immunosuppressive activity. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Be careful about just taking this over the counter. So,
oh, yeah. No, totally.
So talk to me.
Well, it's just they talk about it. It's a cell growth inhibitor and an immunosuppressant that people typically take when they're going through chemotherapy for certain cancers. But now what they're showing is in very small doses and starting it earlier seems to be.
So microdosing.
Yeah, microdosing the rapamycin.
I got other things I'd rather microdose if you don't mind.
Ain't that the truth? But I guess in these studies they're showing that in fruit flies that it actually helps to slow cellular death in the aging process.
Cellular death being. Apoptosis.
Apoptosis, I think it's XAC.
Shit. So, very interesting.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, I did not know that until I was looking through some of this birthday stuff. Evidently, it just says that there needs to be more research.
No shit.
So we're not telling anybody to go out and take this medication. Off label, but what we're saying there may be some things to help us with them.
I am looking at an article in the journal Aging. It says rapamycin for longevity, an opinion article, and it's got a lot of research in here. So I will go through this.
Cool.
And next time we get together, we will discuss rapamycin. How about that?
Sounds good.
Let's put that on the Okay, here we go. In addition to rapamycin and everolimus, the anti-aging formula of metformin, aspirin, ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor blockers, well, I'm on those, and PDE5 inhibitors, excellent, like sildenafil, a.k.a. Viagra, each of which can prevent or treat more than one age-related disease.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. So, well, let's table rapamycin.
I'll put that on our notes for next week.
Yeah, and let me do some research on that. I'll let you know what I find out. That's very interesting, Dr. Scott. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Good job.
There you go.
That's a good present.
It is a good present. Ways to live longer. Just be frustrated with shit for that much longer. All right.
You are a liar, actress. Go the f*** out.
All right. Thank you, Davide. Here we go. Nope. Here we go.
Number one thing. Don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
Brand new soundboard. Sorry, everybody. All right, you ready to take some phone calls?
Yep, and we've got some live ones, too.
Oh, we do? Okay, yeah. Well, let's do the live ones.
Do a couple live ones. Let's do one.
Sure.
Here's Barb Parrish. What about something for aches and pains as you age?
Yes. Okay, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I'll take it. I think a couple things we talked about a couple of shows back. One would be frankincense and boswellia for inflammation. I'm a huge fan of that. I'm a huge fan of turmeric also. I take both of those every day to work on inflammation because I have...
How much is exercise?
Well, you know what? Okay, so to take one step back, even more importantly for the aches and pains and the inflammation is identifying something if it causes you to have
there
inflammation. Pain. So stopping that first, like...
Give yourself a bill!
For me, things that cause G-O-U-T, which we don't use the word.
The gouch.
It's the worst thing ever. It's terrible. But I'm trying to avoid
like a
things.
Vampire. You show them a cross.
Oh, God. It's worse. It's the worst. But, you know, things that just cause you inflammation. So those are some things that I think are reasonable. You know, people, over-the-counter stuff like Advils and Tylenols and stuff, aspirins, et cetera, you just have to be kind of careful sometimes if you have gastric issues.
Yep. The older you get, the non-steroidals, not so great. Go ahead, Tase.
So I've noticed in the gym, pushing a sled, all of a sudden my knee hurts.
Okay.
So why is that? I didn't hurt my knee.
No.
And it's not both my knees, and it doesn't hurt when I do like little jumps and stuff.
Probably patellofemoral syndrome. You want to talk about that a little bit, or just, you know.
I mean, but why in general does stuff just hurt when you work out? Now, my trainer's like, well, hell, that's a 50-year-old knee right there. So what do you expect?
Give yourself a bill.
We need to give him the opposite of a bill.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so talk to me.
Okay. So
there's certain exercise that you can do for this, but go ahead.
Right, so patellofemoral syndrome, you can get some swelling.
Well, tell them what it is.
Well, it's a swelling, really, of the underneath the patella, and it's a tracking issue.
Okay, no one knows what the patella is.
Okay, so your kneecap.
There you go.
What will happen a lot of times, especially we see it in females, as the tracking, so the kneecap does not move up and down through the tibial kind of notch like it's supposed to. So it starts to glide out of the space.
That's right.
And what will happen is that causes inflammation underneath the kneecap, which we call chondromalacia, and that can cause aches and pains, certainly. And then, you know, and one of the things that...
So there's kind of there's a track in there, and this thing, the knee is supposed to flex and extend, and the kneecap is supposed to stay right in the middle.
In a groove.
It'll get off to one side or the other, and that's not the way it's supposed
Nothing
to be.
Nothing else...
Right.
On it hurts. It's just that one.
Do you notice
movement.
Going downstairs that you have it from time to time?
Sometimes coming up the stairs.
Okay. Well, then maybe something else. Does it hurt on the inside, outside? Inside here, outside?
I don't remember. I'm just bitching about it and moaning about it. I don't remember. I'll have to pay attention. Yeah.
You know, the other thing, but if the trainer was right and it's a 50-year-old knee, she could have a little Baker cyst in the back of her knee.
Well, that's true,
with some
too.
Arthritis.
Tell
which,
them what
which
that
makes
is.
Sense. Yeah, a lot of times with an arthritic knee, you'll get little cuts inside the knee joint itself, and little bits of fluid will push out, and they typically go in the back.
Elastic
of the knee.
Inside, a more fibrous outside, and it bloops out and makes the cysts.
And it goes to the place of least resistance, which is the soft part, which is the back of the knee instead of the front of the knee, typically.
Right.
And you get little fluid pockets in the back. And what that does, it doesn't seem like much, but it stops your leg from extending normally, which causes the knee to hurt, calf to hurt. it really creates some issues.
Just hurts when I do it, and then when I don't do it, it doesn't hurt at all.
So there are exercises for these things.
Well, I'm not exercising to get rid of a pain when I'm exercising.
Okay. You know what? That's reasonable.
I think so.
But the problem is if it happens under exertion now, it may happen under not exertion later.
Yeah.
And if it hurts under exertion, we think tendonitis too. You know, typically that's what I think is.
Yeah.
If it only hurts in that one movement, it may be a shoe. It may be just the way you're doing it. I'd just change that.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is when you're pushing those sleds, try rotating your hip to the right or the left and
your feet in
and out and see if that makes any difference. Okay. That'll be actually very instructive. Mm-hmm. It only happens when my foot is turned slightly inward or slightly outward.
Well, I do tend to be a little bit pigeon-toed.
and it certainly can cause some patellofemoral syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the bottom line is, find out what's causing your inflammation and pain if you can. B, if you can tolerate certain supplements, make sure that you don't have any allergies, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But I'm a huge fan of turmeric.
If you have specific problems like this, like Tacy has physical therapy.
Go see somebody,
Physical therapists are amazing.
Yep. Yep.
It's just over one exercise at least.
Right.
Yeah. First thing I do is stop that exercise.
I mean, exactly.
Absolutely, because you don't want it to turn into a thing where it's bothering you all the time.
Today, he actually listened to me. Usually, he's like, oh, yeah, it hurts so good. But today, I pulled it instead of pushing it, and it was much, much better.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Well, somebody's listening. You ready for another question?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you the exercise. Yeah, I'm sorry, one thing that also happens when you get older is stuff that you normally could do every day can wear on your body over time. And in my case, I thought I had ass cancer. I had developed this horrendous rectal pain that felt like someone was taking a Phillips screwdriver or a knife and just jamming it up in my rectum, and to the point where I got one this is so awful. I got one of my colleagues at the hospital who's a surgeon, and I actually went to him as a patient, and he got me up on the table and shoved his finger up my ass, which I would not undergo lightly. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing there. It was,
fissure.
No, it wasn't even a fissure because it didn't hurt when I moved my bowels, man. Mm-hmm. It was probably just a thrombosed internal hemorrhoid.
Oh, yuck.
From sitting on the John for too long playing Magic the Gathering.
Oh, my God. What a nerd.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Anyway. Yep. Sitting on the pot playing Magic the Gathering Arena, which if anyone wants... Well, what happens... And I was talking to my 17-year-old because he and I play together. I played Magic since right after it came out. Mm-hmm. And for those that don't know, it's a collectible card game where each card changes the rules of the game. And it's really a fun game. And there's millions of dollars to be made in it, in tournaments and stuff like that. Not for me, but I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And... So I was talking to Beck about it, and he said, you just say, I'm just going to play one more game, and then the next game is like 25 minutes long, and that's what it was. And I quit doing that, and I'm fine. So it took about a week of taking non-steroidals and shoving hydrocortisone, lidocaine, and pramoxin up my ass.
Yeah, I never take my phone into the bathroom. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, well, this is my iPad that I sleep with.
That's disgusting.
That's even better.
God.
Magic
God.
The Gathering.
That's even
but
better.
If anybody wants to play me online in Magic the Gathering Arena, anybody that's listening to this, email me. Apparently, my name on there is apparently not Germaine. You have to somehow send I haven't figured it out yet, but there's a way that we can befriend each other on there and then play against each other. So I would love to play my mono red
aggro deck, man, against any of you folks out there that want to play. So, anyway, there you go.
How funny.
I'm sure.
I am too smart. I am too smart.
All right. Let's move on. Where are we?
Yep. I've got another one if you want one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say the next question is apropos because it's about adult ADHD. And I'm like,
oh, no, I didn't see
it. I don't remember what we're talking about. No, all I'm thinking about is my next Magic the Gathering match now that I brought it up. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything about ADHD.
No, I do.
I've got Taylor Adventures. Here's a question. Why do my symptoms from exposure to poison ivy get worse as I age?
Oh, yeah.
I avoid it as much as possible whenever I get the symptoms. They just get worse each time, it seems.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, everybody's immune system is different. Some people can eat the stuff, and then all of a sudden it starts to affect them. Mm-hmm. It used to kill me. I used to sling blade for real when I was a kid to make money when I was like 14.
Mm. Yeah, can I have biscuits and mustard? Mm. Poor little fella. Mm.
But I would actually sling blade, and you would sling blade poison ivy up in the air too, and it'd get all over you, and I would be covered in blisters and just be itching and just miserable. And one year, just quit happening.
Wow.
Now, I had a friend of mine was at like a band camp or something. It was a counselor. Mm-hmm. And the kids had made this bonfire and they'd thrown poison ivy on there. So poison ivy, the antigen is contained in an oil. Mm. And that oil is heat stable. And when they did that, people were inhaling it and stuff and they got really sick. So it was bad. And let's talk about some myths about poison ivy. People will get it on their skin and they'll say, oh, you know, you know, don't touch it because it'll spread. It doesn't work that way if you've washed your skin since you were exposed. What really happens is that if you get 20 parts per billion, in, say, on your elbow, and you get 2 parts per billion on your wrist, the elbow part will, and it's called delayed hypersensitivity reaction. Mm-hmm. The elbow part will bloom first, and then it will work its way down to your wrist because that got a lesser exposure. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like it's spreading, but it's not really. You got all the exposure at once. You just got more at your elbow than you did at your wrist or whatever.
Yeah.
People will say, I can just walk past it and get it. And they may not be wrong. Mm-hmm. On a very hot and still day, the volatile oil on the poison ivy will create a cloud of, you know, outgassed poison ivy antigen. And you can walk through it if you're sensitive enough to it and get it and not ever even touch it.
Oh, I'm so sensitive to it. If I can, I see a picture in a book, I get it.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
But I don't know about as you age, possibly drier skin, you don't have the oils on your skin that are protective. Maybe, his immune system is not as robust as he ages, and that makes him a little more sensitive to it.
Yeah. It's called RHUS sensitivity, RHUS, and we really just don't have a way to desensitize people to this yet. Mm-hmm. And dogs can bring it to you. Mm-hmm. They're not affected by it, but they run through it, and then you pet them, and then you stick your hands
in
your face.
And then they give you kisses.
And then you beat your meat.
Yeah. Then you got it all over.
You know, yeah, then it's like,
oh, my God.
And then you get it everywhere. So, you know, don't do that.
Oh, my God. Hey, do you have some?
And the rash is not contagious. People think that the fluid in the blisters is contagious. It's not. That's just hyperfiltrated serum.
I still wouldn't lick it, though.
No.
No.
Ooh, I would.
No. You would.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this stuff.
I'd get off.
Yeah, Taylor says, yep, that's me. So,
yeah. So the thing to do if it happens, it was Taylor that asked the question.
Yeah.
Now that you know that it's doing that, immediately call your primary care and get as long as there's no contraindication to it, get a Steripred dose pack, which is prednisone, dexamethasone, methylprednisolone, whatever, some steroid dose pack, get on it quickly. Mm-hmm. And that'll usually knock it out before it gets very far.
Yeah.
But doing a 5-day pack may not be long enough. I would usually recommend a 10-day pack. And but oral steroids, again, if there's no contraindication, will almost always break a poison ivy attack or any, you know, delayed type hypersensitivity.
Yeah, and there's not reaction. If you get it bad enough, steroids are really about your only option.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. I have sad music for Doug Lewis. Okay. Sad music.
I don't have sad music.
Well, think of sad music. Okay. Say, Dr. Steve, Dr. Scott, I found out about an hour ago I may be getting a cystoscopy in my near future.
Oh, you'll be all right.
No, he won't.
No, he'll be fine. No, you'll be fine.
I know. He's being nice. He's trying to not talk you out of it. It's going to suck. But you got to have it.
I hear that since you and I had it.
What is this?
Excellent question. Thanks, Tase.
You're welcome.
What he's talking about is he may have had blood in his semen, or that for some reason they want to directly visualize the inside of his urethra.
Okay,
and
so
bladder.
They did that to you, right?
Yes. And me. The same person. You.
And what we were talking about was back then they would just put jelly on the end of this thing and then jam it up your urethra, and the jelly was supposed to numb it up, but that just made them feel better. It didn't make us feel any better. It felt terrible. What I've been told is subsequent to that is that they are now instilling the urethra with numbing gel and then letting you sit for 5 to 10 minutes before they put the tube in.
Well, there you go.
And that's better. So one thing I would like for you to do, who is having that done?
Doug Lewis.
Doug, I want you to talk to them about this and say, listen, I'm not screwing around. I really want you guys to pay attention to my comfort on this and make sure that urethra is good and numbed up before you just jam this thing in there. And talk to him ahead of time.
I think that's what he did. He said his urologist actually agrees with us. He said that the numbing gel doesn't work with it.
No, not when you put it on the end of the thing and then just jam it in.
Yep. Gravity doesn't work that quickly, I'm afraid.
Nothing works that quickly.
No.
I was so pissed. And then, I was in so much pain after that that I backed into somebody's car, got out, looked, and said, nope, nothing wrong, and then took off. And then, a half hour later, I'm laying down and I get a knock on the door from the police saying, did you hit somebody's car? I said, yes, but there was no damage. And you know what? I still think I got ripped off on that because where I backed, I just barely tapped their car, and what I looked at was the passenger side, which is the part where my car came into contact with theirs. Mm-hmm. The claim that they sent in was on the driver's side.
No, forget it.
I didn't do that. They just used that as an excuse to get their light fixed.
And then
you had
to explain to the police officer what the medical procedure you had just had done.
Yes, officer. So they took a tube and they inserted it into my penis.
And it hurt.
And he's like, okay, that's enough. Hey, can go.
When I had mine done, our buddy was looking at me going, hey, you're squirming. Quit fighting me. I'm like, this hurts, man. How am I not supposed to
you're
hurt?
You're squirming. You should have said, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
No bill for you.
No.
Hey, do you want Holly's question today?
Yes, of course.
All right. Our special friend Holly from the Gulf, right?
Who doesn't get her shout outs anymore thanks to Aunt Tasty.
You're welcome, Holly.
Yes. So I guess she fell down and went boom.
Uh-oh.
And
what?
She has a displaced humeral fracture.
What?
And so she has some swelling. Her left side boob is double the size of the right.
What? She's not kidding?
That's what she typed in.
She's like got negative A cups anyway.
Well, no, she has an A on one side and a negative A on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Said it's not getting any better. She's going to physical therapy. It's been almost 4 months since her fall, and what can she do?
Wow.
Well, are they doing lymphedema?
Yes, she has lymphedema.
Physical therapy, that'd be my first thing.
That is okay. So go ahead. You want to talk, and I have some ideas on this. The first thing I want to know if they used a sling and a swath to treat it rather than just a stupid sling, because I see all these people walking around humeral fracture. The humerus is the long bone of the arm that attaches to the shoulder.
Okay.
So she had it displaced means that when she broke it, the pieces didn't line up very well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple things that you can do. You can go in and do surgery on these, or you can just put someone in a sling and swath, immobilize the humerus, and it'll eventually knit back together. Mm-hmm. It won't be straight anymore, but you won't be able to tell.
Right.
And but what I see a lot of times from some of the urgent cares and emergency rooms and stuff, they just put them in a sling. Mm-hmm. Sling doesn't do shit. Mm-hmm. They can still rotate their arm. They can lift it up. They can. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. your shoulder mm-hmm. can move in every direction in a sling that it can outside of a sling.
Yep.
Your elbow can't, but the elbow isn't the problem.
Yep, that's your shoulder.
Right.
I agree.
So, but a sling and swath is where they put you in a sling and then they wrap a Velcro thing all the way around your body. Now that immobilizes your shoulder. Mm-hmm. That is a shitty way to live for 6 to 12 weeks, let me tell you that.
Yeah, it really is.
So, but anyway, yeah. So she needs to see a lymphedema specialist.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's what usually physical therapists that do that.
Yep. And if it's been going on for 4 months, you'd think a lot of that swelling should be gone.
Yeah.
I don't know how the pain is, she hasn't said, but she did correct me. Evidently, she has an A and a B cup now.
Oh, an A and a yeah. B, whoop-dee-doo. Don't bother about it then.
I don't know. Yeah, that's tough for her to still have that much edema in there. There's got to be a lymphatic kind of blockage in there. There has to be, especially if there's no pain in the breast. Maybe some imaging.
Have her call in.
Matter of fact, call us.
Call my cell phone right now, and we'll get you on the last couple of minutes, and I've got some questions to ask you because I want to know if your arm is also swollen and some other stuff like that. Okay, so here she is, and now Liam's calling. I'm just going to tell him to – I'll call him right back. So do you have swelling in the arm as well, or is it just in the chest wall on that side?
No, just on the chest wall. I had a swelling in the whole arm when it first happened, but not now.
Yeah.
Left or right?
You said it was the left, right? The left, uh-huh. Correct?
Left, correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the left, right? All right. Yeah. You need to see a physical therapist that specializes in lymphedema, and they're often they're going to be associated with the cancer centers because they deal with women that have had mastectomies and breast cancer and stuff like that. They probably won't have seen too many people with humeral fractures. But the thing is, we'd have to look at your X-rays, but you know, you could have easily interrupted some of the lymphatic drainage.
Especially because there's a huge lymph nodes in your chest wall.
Oh yeah, that true and too. Yeah. And the lymph channels start to coalesce around the proximal
the axilla
shoulder. Yeah, you're right.
The, and under your armpit. Yeah,
the armpits. I was trying to think of the non-clinical word, and I couldn't come up with armpit. Jesus Christ.
Under your hairy armpit.
Yeah, near the armpits and the chest wall. So that's got to be what happened. Mm-hmm. And your body will eventually make its own channels if there's enough pressure to do so, and they may have to, you know, apply some pressure. Maybe they'll use ultrasound or do some other things like that.
Okay.
So, look in your area. And just look up lymphedema specialist because we've got two of them here where we live, and we're in a dinky little area.
Yeah, there are not a lot of them out there, though. They may be hard.
She lives in a very
large place.
I'm still going to therapy, so I'll just ask them if they know anybody.
They should have one there. If they don't, they'll know, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not usually, you know, whipping your jugs out, and I use that, you know, term very, you know, loosely. But
you can't even tell when you look at me.
What's that? You can't?
No.
You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your boyfriend can tell. He's paying too much attention to that side. When you guys...
I sent you the X-rays on your phone, but...
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I can't look at them on the radio, but I will look at them. But that's got to be what it is. And just let us know what you find out, okay?
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right. Shannon from South Florida, everybody.
Hey, Holly.
Feel better.
Hi.
All right, see ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll see you. Bye. Okay. Well, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Bless it. Yeah, but, you know, it's not hard to disrupt those lymph nodes underneath the armpit when you break your arm.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
What is that buzz? I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. For once, I actually hear what you're... what you're hearing.
It's got to be my phone.
Yeah, normally I don't hear anything.
That's okay. All right. Well, listen, everybody. That was loads of fun today. And don't forget, next week, we will have PA Lydia in the studio with Lady Diagnosis and Tacy and Dr. Scott. And if you have an opportunity, if you're in the Rochester area, come by Comedy at the Carlson on Saturday night around 7 a.m. or 7 a.m. That would be a stupid time to have a roast. 7 p.m. I may have a couple of tickets that I can give away at the event to stragglers that are out there that want to get in. Because I bought 6 and I've only got 4 that are committed, including me. So we'll see. But anyway, all right. Anything else, Tace? You got anything?
Nope, got what, nothing.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday.
You got anything to plug, Tace?
Yeah. Retired lifestyle.
All right. Well, on that note, let's get out of here. Thanks always go to Dr. Scott and Tacy. Thanks to everyone who's made this show happen over the years. Listen to our show at SiriusXM on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern when we're not preempted by a ball game. Sunday at, I think, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just listen to it on demand.
Yeah.
That's the best way to listen to it, is on demand. If you have SiriusXM, you have access to on demand. Just get the app, listen to it there. And then any other time at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. And go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules, podcasts, and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.